Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, many of us might have relatives in the US, you might be heading over to visit them in the next while, or you might just have a holiday to America planned at some stage, or be dreaming about it at least. So where are the places you could check out that aren't the classics, such as Boston, New York or Chicago? Ed Finn is with us now from Ed Finn Travels. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
Good. I feel like, you know, we are getting a peek behind the curtain here, because these are the places that travel experts go to.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And this has been, it's been a fantastic year. I've discovered loads of things in places in America that I hadn't kind of been before, and it's amazing. I mean, yeah, it really is so many countries in one country.
Well, listen, we're going to keep it simple to begin, because I mentioned Boston and New York, yeah, but it's the bit in between that you're interested
yes,
in.
Yes, no, very interesting. No, I was in Boston. I was for Paddy's Day, which was amazing, and I had a great time, and I'd heard about Connecticut for a number of years, and I'd never really gone there. A lot of people call it the drive through state, but mm-hmm, I'm now calling it the drive to state, Claire, because, you know, places like Yale University, New Haven, but Mystic, which is a very sort of, you know, romantic sounding place where you'll get famous movie, Julia Roberts, Mystic Pizza and all this sort of really cool stuff. But a beautiful sort of old whaler town, magnificent. And you can get the iconic Amtrak train from Boston South Station to Mystic. Now, the train starts in New York in Penn Station and goes all the way down. So you can hop on and South Station, and it's only an hour and 19 minutes mm-hmm to Connecticut. It goes through Providence.
So you could plan a nice little trip for yourself, could
yeah,
you?
Yeah, absolutely. Really nice. Like, and again, you could do New York, Boston. You can actually do Amtrak trips all across America. It's the real old style train. They're in their uniforms. They're blowing whistles. You get on. I got on a silent. I didn't know I was in a silent carriage.
Shouting your head off, were you on the phone?
There was two girls talking beside and they were nearly thrown off. But, you know, I was like, well. But it was really cool. An hour and 90 minutes. And then you arrive to this gorgeous town. Now, Mystic, I suppose, would be an old whaler's place, you know, where they would have been whaling for years. And they have this incredible museum there, which is called the Seaport, Mystic Seaport Museum. And it's a complete recreation of a New England whaling village. And no, I mean, none of us are for whaling or anything like that, but the history is fascinating.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, and they actually have a boat there and a ship that where everything went on, and the oil, and, you know, how they used to kind of harvest the oil from whale. But a whole recreation of a New England village. And Mystic, I mean, that whole area, think New England, think all these incredible houses that are just like picture perfect.
Yes, it sounds like the romantic notion
gorgeous
that we would have of New
yeah
England. So from there, we're going to New Haven.
Yeah, now New Haven is phenomenal, right? Now, the reason I went there, I've always wanted to go to Yale, Claire, you see, so I finally got there and it was brilliant. I mean, the students there, much like the students here in Trinity, they do wonderful campus tours. And again, you're talking, when I was there, they were all off on spring break, which was great. So the place was kind of half
quiet,
empty.
Yeah.
And but it's like Harry Potter stuff again, you know, beautiful. And all these libraries in Yale, you can go into all these, they're all free to the public. These are just stunning, like the works of art you'll see there, but they're places of tranquility. But Yale itself is fascinating. And all the shops and the different places. It's a student town, New Haven, of course. Famous, would you believe it, for pizza in America. They say it's the best place in America to get pizza. And bar pizza.
Everyone says that about it.
Yeah, I know. But it really is. There's different places there called bar pizza, modern pizza. And of course, the students will all tell you their favourite places. But they do one in bar pizza, which your man was dying for me to try with mashed potato, Claire. And
oh,
I was
no
like, no, I said, it's so wrong, right? And it was really not for us, but one of their big sellers with Americans. But for us, I just had normal one, but it was fantastic.
Did you try the mashed potato pizza?
I did, yeah. I was forced into it. But anyway, it was
grim.
No,
sounds
no
grim.
But the other ones are like, you know, the small ones, like in America, everything is huge. But New Haven is beautiful.
So
absolutely
now I have
stunning
an image in my head of taking this lovely train trip. Like, you're visiting the two big cities at
yeah
either end, Boston and New York, and you're stopping off maybe for a night or two in these towns.
Exactly. And New Haven, just as well, by the way, they just reopened the Peabody Museum, which is one of the biggest natural history museums in the world, with the biggest collection of dinosaurs. They've spent $125 million on it. I spoke to the chairman there and the curator. I mean, it is just mind blowing. So for the kids, this is like the Peabody Museum. You'd have heard of it over the years. Mm-hmm. Very famous as well, right, and amazing.
Now, you're taking us to a city that I'm surprised is on your list, and that's Detroit. Because lots of people will know Detroit. They'll think, oh, that's the home of the Ford motor car.
But yeah, yeah. No,
I don't associate it with a leisure visit.
I know. Now, I discovered Detroit. I was a good few years ago, and I went back again this year. It's the renovation and what's happened there is incredible. They've sort of built this whole waterfront there. Right now, of course, you're next to Canada. You know, Toronto's just across from Canada. But incredible. I did the Ford Factory Museum, the Henry Ford Museum, of course, the connection with Cork. There's a Cork town there, which, I mean, is hilarious if you're from Cork, especially because it is like there's so many similarities. But amazing. I mean, it really, it's Detroit and the art scene there, the food scene. But of course, what's really famous about it as well, much like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame up in Cleveland, Motown, which is, of course, huge. Mm-hmm. And that is phenomenal. I mean, I was lucky this year to hear Diana Ross singing in Los Angeles in May, which was amazing. But of course, Diana Ross, this is where it all started. Gordy and, you know, all the famous people like Stevie Wonder. You go through the list. I mean, this place is just full of interesting history and facts, and you spend half a day there.
I'd imagine they're looking at the Nashville model and going, we want a slice of that here now to capitalise on this Motown business.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's the most visited attraction in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Motown.
Unsurprisingly.
Yeah.
And good phenomenal fun, I would say, as well.
Yeah,
right?
Brilliant. And you can cut your own record when you're in Detroit there as well. There's a few places that you can actually make your own record if you want as well. So music everywhere.
Minnesota in the news because Tim Walz, the Democratic vice presidential candidate, is from there. So Minneapolis is where you want us to go.
So we now have a direct flight from Dublin to Minneapolis, could you believe? So, and of course, I mean, I'm old enough, Claire, to remember Mary Tyler Moore, who you're going to make it after all. Do you remember? There's a bronze statue of Mary throwing her hat in the air because, of course, it was set there from 1970 to 1977, even though it was filmed mostly in Los Angeles. But the house is there. And of course, they did film all, and you can go and see it in a very posh place, Kendall. It's beautiful. But Minneapolis is full of surprises. I mean, one thing that they have in Minneapolis, which is completely unique to America, one of the things, is a thing called the Skywalk. So they have 10 miles of overhead glass skywalks where you walk all around the city and you need never be down on the ground
at
all.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
It's absolutely incredible. So I was in the hotel I was staying in. You literally walk out the door, but there's a door upstairs and you can literally connect to all the shopping malls, all the different places, stadiums, of course, great sports in Minneapolis. Unbelievable.
Incredible.
I really, 10 miles of skywalk. And just for that alone, it's worth going there. Now, the other thing that Minneapolis has that, of course, people love here in Ireland as well, Mall of America. It is the biggest shopping mall centre in all of America. And it is massive. It's huge. Mm-hmm. They have a Nickelodeon theme park there for the kids. They have 500 different types of shops and food outlets. There's brilliant trains like Lewis type trams up and down. You can get free ones there as well. But it is phenomenal. Malls of America. Now, the other thing as well, of course, art scene, Claire. Minneapolis is famous for the art scene there. The Walker Institute is amazing. The Minneapolis Art Institute. I was at a most incredible orchestra. There was Minneapolis Orchestra there. Think of the sort of the National Concert Hall here multiplied by three. And it's absolutely.
So would you put in a few days there? Like, is it a 3 or 4 day stay, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's all these lakes. It's famous for the lakes as well. There's loads of different like greenery and nature there.
So if you went out of the city.
Yeah. Absolutely incredible. And of course, the Tyrone Guthrie Centre, right? The famous theatre after, built and set up by our own Joe Dowling, who was I met Joe when I was over there, ex-Abbey Theatre director, and his wife Siobhan, of course, who used to work for RTE. And amazing what he's done there. It's right on the Mississippi. And I got to see Shakespeare at 11 o'clock in the morning, right, in the Tyrone Guthrie Centre. Imagine.
Ed Finn, we all want your life. That's the thing. That's the thing we learn every time you've been in here.
To be or not to be, Claire.
Thank you so much, Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Aidan Fitzsimons.